This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. Uncle Ralph is still on assignment. We have sent him so far away, you don't even know where he's at. Hopefully he'll be back soon, but he's on assignment. So you're stuck with me for this week. We have a couple of good guests here this week for the Wednesday talk show. Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard for the Stamp Out, and Dana Holzheiser from the Stamp Out Cancer Committee is our guest this week. And we're here to talk about the big party that's coming up in Hillsborough, Stamp Out Cancer. That conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, it is our mission to provide the families of this area with caring, compassionate, and professional funeral services, and to assist them as they celebrate the life of the loved one they have lost. At Plummer Funeral Home, we provide families of all faiths and cultures with respect, compassion, and comfort as they mourn for their loved ones and come to terms with their loss. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott with you, our guests this week, Zach Weigel, Leslie Pollard, and Dana Holzheiser from the Stamp Out Cancer Committee. Zach, I know I said the name wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you sure did, Tobin.
Thank you. We're here to talk about Stamp Out Cancer. Zach, you're always one of my favorites to have on this program because I never know what I'm going to get with you. You know that, right?
Oh, I got some doozies up my sleeves today. Don't worry.
I heard that, and you took the day off, so this is
I did special. Take the day off, and real quick, I need to give a shout-out to my students at Cornerstone Academy. They're listening live right now. So they're going to Gianni's today for a field trip to learn about how to make pizza. Vinny's going to show them how that's done, so they're pretty excited.
I think he knows a thing or two about pies, doesn't he?
Yeah, just a few.
I heard Vinny knows a lot about pie.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to keep it clean. We are here to talk about the annual Stamp Out Cancer fundraiser that will be here, about 10 days?
It is in exactly 10 days.
That's hard to believe, isn't
Crunch
it?
Crunch time, Tobin.
Crunch time. Tell us a little bit about this year's Stamp Out Cancer event, because this is kind of like, and Zach, you and I have talked about this before, kind of like the little engine that could, because when this first started, a couple years ago, it started out at the country club. Now you've taken over the KC Hall in Taylor Springs, and this thing has grown year after year after year.
This year's event, I'll talk about growing. I mean, we sold out in 20 minutes. Last year was 8.5 hours, and that was over a couple days. And the day when it happened, when it was snowing so bad, we honestly thought, you know, we might have to do this another weekend. Like, we might just sell maybe 100 or two tickets today. But definitely did not think we would sell out in 20 minutes. That just completely blew our mind. So there's definitely a big buzz for the event. And, this year's event's going to be the biggest one yet.
And, of course, you talked about 8 minutes. What was your guys' reaction or the committee's reaction when – 8 minutes and the tickets were gone? That had to be incredible.
Oh yeah, we were dumbfounded. And then when it came time to divvy up our own tickets amongst the committee, because we always kind of hold a few back for us, for our friends and family, we were like, we don't have any for us and our friends and family. So it was kind of a shell shock to us too. But we couldn't be more excited about it.
And you talk about the money raised, proceeds from this goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Last year, it was $40,000. That's something else, and that's going to be hard to top, but the way things are sounding...
Oh, we'll surpass that easy this year.
Yeah, I never like to deal with numbers. Leslie always, every year, she's the one that sets, okay, this is what, I think we can raise it every time.
Zach will go, no, please don't say that, because I don't want us to sell a surf short. But I do that because I know that we can do it. I know that we can.
Yeah, she's setting the bar at $50,000 this year, and I'm like, wow. That's great. And over 3 year span, we've done about $85,000.
So. I think we'll surpass $100,000 this year.
You look at some of the musical acts that have been a part of this event. You had Frankie Says Relax, which was a good band, local band. Then you expanded that to Dr. Chevegas, which my wife and I saw them, and they were outstanding. And this year's no exception. You've got the Rolling Stones cover band, the Street Fighting Band, and this is going to be a unique experience for residents in Montgomery County who are lucky enough to attend on the 25th.
Yeah, we went and saw them this summer in Alton next to the casino. And there was a couple thousand people there, and it was one of the coolest shows we'd seen. They're also playing at the Pageant 6 days after our event, so it just shows just how big this band is, because the Pageant's no small venue. So yeah, they're really going to bring an awesome show, a unique experience. We've mainly done like cover bands, but let's not forget the first year we had the Ramblin' Blues Band, and that helped us out a lot because they played for free for us, and they already had a big following. So yeah, every year I think our musical acts have been second to none.
Is that a difficult task to find a band? I mean, because you're dealing with a huge event here. You don't want to – I'm not saying the local bands here aren't good, because there's quite a few very good local bands here. But is that kind of hard to determine what band would qualify to play this event? Because this is something different than opening up.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, you know, Zach and I, you know, we kind of try to put our heads together and we, you know, throw out some names and, you know, are these guys, you know, because we have to cater to more than just one, you know, type of person. They get to cater to the old and to the young, and something that's going to fit, you know, make everybody happy and keep everybody on their feet. And, you know, we don't want to, like you said, there's plenty of good local bands here, but, you know, you can hear the local bands, you know, on any given weekend. So we try to bring in somebody that's new and different and some regional talent, and, you know, not only to open up the minds of the people that are here that there is, you know, some good talent out there, but we just want to make our event, you know, second to none, like Zach said, and get somebody different. And so we try to bring in bigger bands, and
I guess
we've been able to do that.
And it doesn't hurt. You guys are over the summer concert series, not the switch hats here a little bit. And the acts that you bring in for that is not the regular bands that normally play the Montgomery County circuit. So your name is out there with some of these bigger bands that play in the St. Louis area. That can't hurt.
No, and that's, I think Zach and I pride ourselves on that, because, you know, we, you know, like I said, we went to college together. We're both big music lovers, and so we try to think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Zach, you know, we'll throw some names out there to each other, and we're trying to plan this stuff out, and he'll say, oh, I don't, you know, do you think we can get him here? They're kind of big. Or I'll say, I don't know, do you think we can get him here? And, I mean, we just shoot for the stars, and most of the time it happens.
One of the big bands, Finns, was the one that kind of caught me off guard, the Jimmy Buffett tribute band.
Oh, the Boat Drunks?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Boat Drunks.
Yeah. Boat Drunks.
Yeah. Oh, Tobin, just wait till this year.
Oh, this year. Yeah. Last year was, yeah. This year's going to blow that out of the water, so.
Let's talk about the dancers this year. You were on before, and obviously the names of the dancers or the teams that are is already out there. And I'm, from what I'm seeing and from what I've been reading and that, they're out campaigning pretty hard for this year.
Yeah, I mean, they truly are, and there's even some events coming up here soon. I mean, just this Friday, Kyle and Nikki Bishop are having what they call the Blizzard Bash at the Moose in
Litchfield
where it's like a teen dance for the junior high kids, $5 admittance. I think that goes from 7 to 10. The 18th, the Flacks are going to be Earl and Nancy Flack are going to be celebrity bartending at Gianni's with DP Experience doing their karaoke. They're going to be bartending for tips. The Eisentrouts, Sammy and Carrie are going to be
delivery drivers.
Pizza delivery drivers for Little Lady's Pizza this Monday on the 20th. So those are a few of them coming up. But Chad and Kim, Chad Warner, Kim Leip have really they had a bunch of events earlier. I know that they think their golf.
I can't remember when it ends, like the 18th or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then. We're forgetting about
the Flax.
Oh, well, the Fletchers. Fletchers, which actually me and Leslie are going there tomorrow to talk for them on behalf of the Kiwanis and Raymond to try to get some more donations that way.
All right, so it seems like just a lot of.
It's really taken on a life of its own with these, you know. I kind of attribute this to Don and Mel last year, because they kind of started this little tradition of doing these mini events, and I think the dancers this year just kind of followed suit and saw that it was a good idea to solicit, you know, friends and family, you know, giving it a big push. And
it doesn't hurt that you have facilities that would allow a fundraiser to come in. You mentioned the teen dance at the Litchfield Moose Lodge. You Little Lily's allowing the Eisentrouts to be celebrity drivers. Gianni's, even the Retro Rock at the Hillsboro Moose for the Flax as well.
We've been at the Courthouse Pub. We've been out at Woody's on the Green.
Gianni's, the Moose.
Gianni's Moose. Yeah.
That doesn't hurt, does it?
No. And I mean, and actually, sometimes it's the actual local businesses that get a hold of the dancers saying, hey, will you come to us? We would love to have you here. Because we actually don't set any of this up. Me and Leslie, we leave it up to the dancers and whatever they want to do.
But it helps the local businesses out, too. And I think that's why they're reaching out, because they see the crowds that it does bring.
Mm-hmm. And it just it's hard to believe this is fast approaching as all get out. And in addition to Dancing with the Stars, what else is can be expected on the 25th?
Well, we'll have a photo booth. Pavel and Amanda Slepchika, I think their business is called To the Moon and Back Photography. Mm-hmm, sure. They'll have a photo booth that was a huge hit last year.
Yeah, I know about that. Zach had an interesting photo in our photo booth when I got married at the reception.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought him and Gail Downs were having a blast with that when
yeah.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They had fun
I think we lost some toilet paper.
Yeah, we were paying tribute to the icon you had in your front yard that morning. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, Pavel and Amanda will be there taking pictures. We'll have T-shirts for sale. Different kinds of merchandise. We'll have, you know, of course, our silent auction, which is always a huge, huge deal. We have, you know, we like to boast that we have one of the best silent auctions in the county. So I know Dana and Zach are out soliciting for auction items today. So if anybody out there has a service or a donation or whatever, give us a call or drop it off at City Hall in Hillsboro. We'll have a 50-50 drawing. What else am I forgetting about, Zach?
And also, I'm really excited about this. Going around capturing all the video for this is going to be, they're called Behind the Veil Media. They're from St. Louis. I encourage anyone to check out their website. It's actually behindtheveilmedia.com. Mm-hmm. And this guy, they're donating their services. They actually just said, he goes, hey, if we can just get something to eat. These guys are top-notch professionals. And I encourage anyone to check out the videos that they have because they're going to be going around capturing that. We're going to have DVDs later on down the road from the event.
Dana or Zach, you mentioned the silent auction here. What kind of items can be expected this year?
We have a tablet donated from Walmart, some cardinal tickets.
A tablet, like an iPod?
It's like
iPod?
A,
or an iPad?
I think it's Samsung.
Samsung, okay.
Tablet. Cardinal tickets.
Disney tickets. Lake Tahoe trip.
Oh, yeah, Disney tickets.
No, I'm talking about the Blues tickets. They're hot, right?
Yeah, Blues tickets.
So you got Cardinal tickets, Blues tickets, Disney tickets, the tablet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of things. It's kind of like right now I'm trying to think of
like the bigger things that we've come, you know. We got a lot of tickets and overnight stays and trips and that kind of stuff.
And you're still collecting items?
So yes, we need items. So absolutely. We'll take you got it, we'll take it, we'll package it together. Zach and I always have fun making a trip to get fluff, as we call it. We'll, you know, get baskets and we'll get stuff to put a package together. But, you know, if somebody out there wants to put their own package together, we'll take that as well. Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you guys? Let's say the 26th comes, this year's Stamp Out Cancer is over. How long does it take you guys to, let's say, recoup and then start making plans for the next year?
What we did last year is we took a week off. Then we went and presented the check to the MCCA. Actually, it might have been like maybe 4 days later, actually. I think might have been a week and a half later. But once we presented that check, we actually had a meeting that night. The committee did, right after we presented that, to start making plans for the poker tournament, the 5K. That's when we came up with the idea mm-hmm. for the 5K. And also what went right, what went wrong. So it doesn't stop.
We're constantly thinking about it, but I think people would be surprised that, you know, there's six of us or whatever. But, you know, yes, that night we'll take notes and say, well, next year we should do this. And then we'll kind of like file them back in our mind. And then by about like November, we're like, we should probably be meeting, you know. But I think people would be surprised because they think this is just an ongoing thing. And it is, don't get me wrong. But like, mm-hmm. for instance, we haven't met in a month. You know, we just kind of take our roles and we just do what needs to be done and
of course, you know, you mentioned like the musical acts, like the street fighting band, or they book up fairly quickly. So you got to jump on them fairly
I think
quickly.
We
you
got to
get that process going.
I just looked at the contract, and I believe it was August.
But I think you contacted them though way before then.
Yeah,
we went and saw them. I think in August.
And that's just like, you know, just like with the summer concert series. I mean, if you want a good band, you know, something different, you've got to book them at least 6 months in advance. You know, mm-hmm. that's why we have the summer concerts already booked. So, you know, we booked them in August, just wanted to be sure that we could, you know, meet their accommodations and that the KC could, you know, was big enough and all that good stuff. So we've paid our deposit and, you know, I'm pretty sure it was in August. So, mm-hmm. We book them in advance.
So I guess the process right now for next year is kinda,
who are we going to get?
Yeah, the idea is at least has to be rolling, mm-hmm.
doesn't it? Oh, no, that idea is rolling. I mean, ever since ever since we started looking at Dr. Shavegas and we're like, okay, we can get bands of that caliber. Mm-hmm. Oh, always looking like, okay, we got this, but maybe on down the road, you know, we can get that band because we don't want to put maybe like the same type of genre 2 years in a row.
Right.
So we're like, okay, we had, let's say, like an 80s band a couple years ago. Maybe a few years down the road, maybe we'll get like another like bigger 80s band, something like that. But we're always, always looking. For bigger acts.
And, of course, you can't I guess, help to thank the KC Hall, because they put up with not a lot, but they put up it's a big task for them to host this thing.
It's a huge task, and actually Dolores Peterson should get a lot of credit for this for accommodating this. The first year I think she was a little bit overwhelmed, but now every year it's been getting better and better. And she even told me, I remember months ago, she's like, Zach, we're actually hiring extra bartenders because we couldn't even keep up last year. And I mean, I know the bar is going to be open by the stage again. That you got the main one, and yeah.
Oh, the Cubbyhole Bar.
The Cubbyhole. Oh yes, that's. Yeah. A lot of people forget about that. Everyone goes to the main one and forget that the Cubbyhole is running too. But, yeah, she does a good job of getting a lot of workers, and she's they're going to have even more this year.
And, of course, you mentioned earlier tickets sold out in record time this year. But there are some available if you do a little search on a thing called eBay.
Absolutely. We have two pairs currently on there right now. There's 3 days left. I think it's at $56. We start them off at face value, so that'll be $30 for the pair. Yes, we have this pair, and then next week we'll have one more pair, and then that's it. That's all the tickets that we have left. We always put like four pairs back to for those, you know, that because we know it was going to sell out to get tickets.
And, what's the highest it's gone this year?
This year it's been really low.
Whoa. Look at this, coming in like a radio pro with a follow-up question. Wow.
Came in like a wrecking ball.
All right, Miley.
But she's like the co-host asking the question.
Go ahead. That's a good question.
Yeah.
This year, I think it was, what, 160?
Or was it 60? I don't know. I think it was 120.
Last pair went for 76.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't believe that, because last year the tickets went for a lot more. And I don't know if it's people just don't realize that they're on there, or I don't know what it is. But
they also could be playing the game and know that, hey, we need a bid, you know, with 1 minute left.
I hate that game.
Oh, well, hey, that's how I do it.
I know.
You know, there's a program out there called BidNip. I think it's called BidNip.
An app?
No, it's a website or whatever, and you just put your highest bid in, and it will bid for you at the very last second.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh, yeah. Wow. Check it out.
And it's incredible. And one thing I'll say about you guys' committee, the Stamp Out Cancer Committee, what you guys have done, you have started kind of like a competitive flair with the other groups that help out the Montgomery County Cancer Association, the Banking on the Cure team. They've kind of upped their game. You're starting to see more and more events coming from them. And I guess the hindsight of it is it's not a competition, because everything goes to a worthwhile cause, and that's the Montgomery County Cancer Association.
We never looked at it. Get-go as a – I mean, yeah, we wanted to – I remember when they had that fundraising team, once we found out about that, because before we did this, we didn't even plan on being a fundraising team. We just wanted to put on a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're like, okay, we want to be the top fundraising team. But it's not a competitive thing. It's just more of, we want to just put on a unique events, unique experiences. Because it seemed like every once in a while you'd get fundraisers where they would just kind of put them on and just be like, hey, this is a fundraiser, show up and give us money. And not more of a, here's a reason that you should, you know, to give us money. And I think last year when people left, they said, you know, this is one of the best times we've ever had. And like, okay, so we gave you a reason to show up and donate, you know, some money. And that's I mean, yeah, if it pushes other teams to think outside the box, then great. Because I think events like this, the more of them that are out there, that makes for interesting weekends around town, and instead of just the same old thing always going on.
And you look at the annual meeting, which Uncle Ralph and I emceed, the Cancer Association raised
over. You did a good job of that, too.
Thank you. I was scared, but it was fun. Raised what, over $160,000, and every little bit helps, and that's just outstanding for all the groups that help this organization out on a day in, day out basis.
Yeah, it is the finest organization in all of Montgomery County. And it's actually, I would say, that the best cancer organization in almost all of, well, anywhere.
It's very unique, and I know that, you know, there's a couple other communities that have reached out to the Montgomery County Cancer Association and said, how do you do this? Because, you know, like I said, it was started by a group here in Montgomery County, and the money stays here, and, you know, there's no corporate overhead or anything like that. And so people are kind of, you know, at least in the immediate communities, are kind of taking notice and saying, oh, my God, how do you do this? We want to do it, too. Teach us.
Yeah, I got to meet with Bond County. I told them, can we wait till after this event? And then I'd be glad to help you guys start up your own thing here. Because I think the more communities have stuff like this, you're going to see more, you know, events like this. But also just, you get a better sense of where your money's going whenever you donate, when there's no overhead, and we can tell you exactly, you know, how we distribute it.
And, you know, the thing is, and this goes to the fact of Montgomery County. Maybe unemployment's high here and the jobs aren't available.
Highest in the state.
Okay. But whenever a person is down or whenever a person is in need, this county always steps up to help that person out. And the Cancer Association is a perfect example of that. I mean, I could be down to my last dollar and, you know, I'll always be willing to give that to an organization or someone in need. It just, this county always does this.
We also have some of the highest cancer rates around. Let's not forget about that either. So there's some things we're going to be tackling as a Montgomery County Cancer Association as a whole coming up, because we do have some newer, more alarming statistics in this area. And that's going to be hopefully dealt with in the coming months, a way to approach that.
Well, we got a couple minutes. You want to divulge on that, or can you yet?
No, I mean, I don't have the actual numbers in front of me.
Okay.
But there is we have partnered with the Simmons Cancer Institute, mm-hmm. in Springfield, and they're the ones that gave us statistics. We donated. Normally, we give $30,000 to three different areas, mm-hmm. for research, but we decided to give three different hospitals. We decided to give it this year, all of it, to Simmons Cancer Institute, and I think they're going to be a great partner right out of Springfield, because they do deal with doing research right in this area, right around us, things that affect just this area, and I think they're going to be a great partner, and we're going to try to figure out maybe some ways that we can try to lower those cancer rates in this area.
And that's always a big concern, and you always read stuff about that with the water and everything like that, and the cancer rate.
They did
rate.
Some like preliminary studies, and they came up with, you know, the two biggest types were
colon and lung cancer. Yeah,
and they kind of attributed that to just being a rural community and a lot of smokers in the area,
right.
And that kind of thing. So,
all right, Zach, Leslie, Dana, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time and talking with us about this year's Stamp Out Cancer. It's hard to believe it's 10 days away, and I know this one's going to be packed as normal. If you get there late, be prepared to walk, because you will not find a parking spot at the KC Hall.
Which I was going to say, park across the street. Don't make your own parking spots. Park across the street over at the health department.
Health department.
Lineup starts at the bar entrance, not the main entrance. There'll be food from Milanus' Catering also there.
What are they serving this year?
They haven't told us completely yet. It's probably some type of barbecue dish.
Okay.
Online voting, visit our website, www.mcca.com/stampoutcancer. Online voting, vote for your favorite dancers. That's going to end on 5 p.m. the Friday night before. Make sure you get on there and vote. If you can't make it there and you can't make it to one of our events, you can give them a vote that way. The Eyes and Trouts have their raffle tickets for a year pass, $5 for a ticket or 3 for 10. We can do that from our website as well, or up at the Orpheum Theater. Trying to think if there's anything else here. I want to hurry up and get in.
Just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you will lose a lot of sleep probably.
Yeah, doors open at 6. Doors open at 6. We'll have people watching the doors. So.
And then activity starts at 7?
7 o'clock. Band goes on at 9.
Zach, Leslie, Dana, it's always a pleasure. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Up next week, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce will be our guest. Until then, we'll talk to you then. So long.